today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I ran into Toddy in the workspace afterwards. Mm-hmm. He said, Rob, I met Santana Moss today. I said, finally. I said, how did it go? He said, really well.
Thank you for TMF for making my life a little bit better for living.
Oh, wow. God bless you.
That's a good call.
Well, then let's go.
That's it. No more calls. No more calls.
Holy, that was the last best call. Thank you. That was call of the year.
All right, run the post roll.
Michael Mara.
We'll take it
over. Goodbye.
They're remaking Indecent Proposal, the movie where Robert Redford offers Demi Moore's husband, Woody Harrelson, $1 million to sleep with his wife.
Okay.
And Oscar and Rob and I all, we all just admitted that for $1 million, we probably...
If they were cool with it.
Yeah. Let that happen. And I just wanted a...
Yeah, for mortgage or two,
I wanted a woman's take.
No, I think all of your wives would be down as well.
Thank you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Rob, and this is my mother.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and this is my son.
One of our favorite holiday traditions is getting together each year and making our magnificent fruitcakes entirely from scratch. And now, you can finally taste the magic thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show's Fruitcake Futures.
Buy it now, and it'll be in your mouth in time for Thanksgiving.
These are the real deal.
Don't forget the Christmas miracle. Every cake purchased supports TMOS.
Get one for yourself and one as a gift. Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com and do it now.
Because Mother said so.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, how are you? I'm Mike. He's Rob. He's Oscar. We're all here. We're going to take your phone calls right now. We're going to go to Jenny.
Jenny?
Let's go to Jenny in Wichita, Kansas. Jenny, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. Really? Am I on the Mike O'Mara Show?
You're on the Mike O'Mara Show right away. You're the first caller on Wide Open Wednesday from all the way out in Wichita.
I know. I've been, like, counting the minutes down until it was, like, time to call in.
Well, I'm
thrilled. I love the show.
That's wonderful that you love the show.
Yeah.
I'm delighted. How are things in Kansas?
Oh, they're boring. But, you know, I just ordered a Rob Speedwack fruitcake.
Thank you.
There is nothing more delicious than a Rob Speedwack fruitcake, Jenny.
Yes.
I love Rob Speedwack fruitcakes.
That better be, because I've never had one before. But I love Rob Speedwack so much.
Oh wow.
And I love TMOS. And I'm like, let me put this money in and let me try out this fruitcake. And I'm super excited to get it.
You're going
to
love it.
Wow.
You're
going to
love
it. Wonderful first call
can
for Wide
call
Open Wednesday.
Can you call us every Wednesday?
Every day.
And we can start off the day like this. This is perfect.
You've made our day, Jenny.
Thank you. Well, I love the show. And I'm super excited to get that fruitcake, Rob. I hope it's just as good as you pump it up to be on the show.
Jenny, it's better. It's better than that.
Oh.
Yeah, God bless you, Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny.
Jenny, you have a wonderful day, okay?
And thank you for TMF for making my life a little bit better for living.
Oh, wow.
God bless you.
Let's go.
That's it. No more calls.
Holy, that was the
last
best call.
Right,
that was call of the year.
All right, run the post roll.
Michael Miller.
We'll take it.
Goodbye.
Sam, all the way. Oh, the Outer Banks. Are you vacationing in the Outer Banks, or do you live there, Sam?
No, we have the misfortune of living here, so no.
That must be bad.
Wow. now elaborate. Sam, elaborate on that for me a little bit. Tough to live in an area like that? Why?
Because everybody wants to come here, so what do we want to do? We want to get the hell out of here in the summer. So
yeah.
You know, when you have to work every day and drive through all these folks from Maryland who don't know how to drive.
Wow. I get it. So, yeah. I understand.
What do you do for a living down there, sir?
I'm a news director for a radio station.
Online
newspaper.
Yes. You know, the reason I understand this, Sam, is because I kind of do it in two different places.
Yeah.
Both places that I hang out in for enough time that I see the transition. Like, I'm up here in May, so May, June, most of July, it's kind of chill, and now everybody's here.
Yeah.
Everybody is here. And that's why when I'm going in to get my wife a chicken breast to cook for dinner, I'll have a 3,000-year-old man standing 3 inches from me. Literally, I hear his breathing.
Oh, gross.
Because he's from away, and he's just standing. Of course, we're all from away. That's the way they call you that up. If you're not born in Maine, you're from away. But I get it. What can we do for you, Sam, in the Outer Banks?
We call them ding batters down here.
Ding batters. Mm. Ding batters.
Ding batters, move-ins, inlanders, whatever. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was calling because I actually did get disturbed while fixing the printer because I get the notification.
Oh, yeah. Today's notification, the push alert was stop fixing the printer and call us.
Yeah. So thanks for disturbing me while I'm fixing the printer. Let me finish fixing the printer.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're not going to take you away from that.
He's collating some files.
That's pretty funny.
That's good. Will in Spokane, Washington. Hello, Will. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
How are you, Will? What can we do for you?
Well, I just thought Oscar deserved a little pat on the back. Congratulations.
Oh.
No one said anything about it yet, but I've been listening for years and years and years, and I've learned how difficult that board is to run. And when Rob was gone, he ran it like a champ. It was seamless. Like,
this is an agenda caller. This is a
I agree.
It's giving you a hard time.
I agree.
Rob.
I liked the way there was no music under the commercials. I thought that was a bold choice.
I thought it went smooth.
I know, and you said so.
Sir, the board is only as good as the artist in front of it. And if you don't know what paints
and
they
the
use,
cough drop is only effective if you take one.
You have the same problem.
Touché. I do. God,
do you?
It's that time of year.
Well, I'll be honest with you, sir. I appreciate the call. I'll say this about Rob's format: it is interesting that when you're listening to it, unless you're running it, you do not know. And I didn't even tell Mike this. It took me the first break to figure out that you play while I'm here every effing day.
Right on.
That you play that one song in and out of break.
Oh, yeah, because it goes into the promo and then comes back out.
For some reason,
Dynamite to break.
I've always thought that Rob played one song and then another song and then another song, but it makes more sense to play the same song through the actual promo into another break.
Stealing the promo, the format of like the Tonight Show or Letterman, where the band would play during commercials. So
Pony probably remembered. I looked at Pony and I was like, oh my God, this is what he does. I didn't think you gave me enough songs.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Yeah. Will, did you hear a good job.
Will,
did you hear the story about Rob's trip up to HBO and being on the television show that's going to hit in the fall?
I did.
He's on that show. He did an amazing job. I heard it. What did you think of that?
All I can say to that is wow.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
Because, you know, I have played a little game when I listen to how many times Rob says wow in the show.
I'm playing a game too.
It was like when Mike asks you a direct question and how long it takes you to form a thought. It's a fun game too.
I got a lot of thought.
I bet you do.
Well, I'm enjoying this thoroughly.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. He's right on the edge.
I got Oscar's back and I got Mike's back. Mike caught so much crap for the fact is when, and then Rob would say, wow.
Mm-hmm.
800 times and nobody would say anything.
You know who also says wow a lot? Your mother.
Your mom!
My mother's no longer with us.
I know. Heard she went with a smile on her face.
Oh, God. All right. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Get out of here, Will. You're a troublemaker. You are a troublemaker.
I love when my cousins call in.
That's it. Send another push or something. Hey, the phones are open. It's wide open Wednesday, people.
I blame Will. That dick calls and everyone stops calling.
Well, there was another person waiting kindly by, you know.
Kindly.
Kindly, nicely. Nicely.
Sweetly,
by,
goodly.
You know, or something like that, you know. So why don't we do this? Let's do this on Wide Open Wednesday. When people are not responding.
Yes.
And they're not excited about it. Mm. Because as Oscar points out, it's August 1st.
Yes.
We know how that goes. Mm-hmm. We'll just be quietly sit and say
patiently
nothing
until
wait. We get another
call. I think that's great.
Good idea.
I'm going to fix my microphone.
I'm not going to fix the printer. Printer's fine.
I already did. You don't need to hear about that. Are we on?
What's that?
Huh? Huh? We were just chatting. He's not vigorous.
Who's your agent?
Who's your agent?
Now they're stuck with these properties.
Sterling, He's just not vigorous. He's representing me. Well, you're just talking. Well, we're on? I didn't know that. I didn't understand we were on. I didn't. What? No, we were just we were on the light set. Where is that tape? I want to hear that tape.
Okay,
someday.
Hold on. Yeah.
Do we have that tape?
I believe I have it standing by. Let me see if I can't
find
it.
Do you really have that standing by?
I believe
by?
That I would might. Be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, 888-920-6673. Can we 888-920-MORE, ladies and gentlemen. And
I suggest we write a new text or push to send to our listeners.
Reminding them that compose it. Yeah, what does it say now? What does it say now?
Right now, it's fix the printer. Call us.
Oh, it's fix the printer. Call us.
Yeah, no, stop fixing the printer.
Yeah, stop fixing the printer and give us a call.
Give us a call.
Okay, I say. So
remember, they're on vacation.
That's right.
On your push,
Mike. It's summertime.
We don't care if you're on vacation.
Yeah, but we want to remind.
The push. Hold on.
Okay.
We don't care if you're on vacation. Call the show now.
Okay.
Or we'll never do Wide Open Wednesday again.
Well, no, those are empty threats.
Well, I'd blow it up in a heartbeat. I don't live for it. It's more of a pain in the ass for me. Look, I have to sit sideways.
Oh my God, you have to turn sideways.
It's not the turning sideways. It's the distance. I mean, I like looking at you guys. Did you find Larry?
Perhaps this will cheer you up.
All right.
And now, live from Washington, D.C.,
this is Larry King, Larry. Not realizing Robert Daly. He's book is off air.
Cold Fear.
He thinks he's off air, but he's not.
By Little Brown.
Little Brown.
Calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do.
This guy.
And there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline. And although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, diddle with my outline, which they always do. And
I hate the word diddle.
I have to work out the details.
Stop,
and then
pause it right there.
And then write it. And so we're talking about another year.
Now, right now, he went to break. They're starting to talk.
Yeah.
Right. They're having an interview.
They even played the stager.
But during this answer to this question, Larry, in the midst of this answer, somehow believes that they're not on the air.
That they're still in commercials. Right.
So you'll hear him answer this, and then, so Larry thinks they've gone to commercial. Larry doesn't realize that they are on the Mutual Radio Network. Let's listen.
And the end of the year gets very long because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. You've been, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
The creak of the chair.
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
Oh. I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do. Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
Years. I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine. I get these. Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
This poor guy having to fill time.
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are...
This is riveting.
It is. Sort of against the female
reader.
Can't
read this.
Oh.
Where do you live?
Well, I have an apartment in New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East Side.
Pause it right there.
West Side, right opposite.
Yes.
Now, you would think people, a producer, engineers,
somebody
would be screaming away. No, they know this. They're not warning Larry because they hate him.
They hate him.
Everybody
that's why they're
doing
this.
Yes.
Everybody did.
Let's can we have a standing rule? And look, Mike, it's your call at the end of the day. that if we ever have terrible calls or an issue with the callers, we just automatically default to the Larry King file.
Yeah.
Maybe you can edit it up a little bit and we can do that. Yeah.
The magical thing, another thing, just a pro tip when you're listening, know that the guest at this point knows that they're on the air and is trying desperately to fill time and doing a horrible job.
Well, Larry's drinking his coffee.
And squeaking his chair. All right. The author is, of course, Robert Daly.
The Museum of Natural History.
Nice. I like those.
Yeah. Nice.
It's really growing that area. Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Yeah, I'm right. I'll be back. We have never gone anywhere. We start now. I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break.
Liar!
Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, "Here's Larry"? Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back, so we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from the local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. And this is semi-hysterical.
The thing that I love the most is when he says, "Did anyone signal me back?" Listen again to the first 10 seconds of the tape.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
There it is.
I love how it's so original that the cart itself is squeaky.
Oh, yeah. You can hear this was probably passed around Mutual a long time before we got it.
I love it.
Well, you know what? Our regular callers have saved the day.
Thank you.
Including Paulie from Brooklyn and Mother O'Brien. And of course, before we get to them, though, let's get our stock tip of the day.
Aha.
Because Mo has called in, and it wouldn't be Wide Open Wednesday without getting Mo's stock tip of the day. Mohammed from Woodbridge, what is your stock tip of the day, my friend?
ServiceNow, ticker, NOW.
Here it is.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
Some gems.
Thank you. Let's go to Dan O'Brien's mama, Mother O'Brien, is calling us. Thank you for supporting us, like three callers that are supporting this Wide Open Wednesday feature. Hello, Mother O'Brien. How are you?
Oh, good morning, guys. Listening to that thing going on with Larry King, though, kind of made me nervous. I'm going, oh, I hope I don't sound that bad on the air with you guys.
Oh, no, you're
that's
great.
That's Larry King back in the day when he was a radio guy, back in the day, actually forgetting that he was on the air. And you got the real Larry, which was hysterical. And, you know, we used to get tapes about Larry all the time. Larry farting.
Yes.
Larry pausing. Larry burping.
Falling
asleep was one of the great ones, too. How are you, Mother O'Brien?
Was he farting, falling asleep, and burping all at the same time now?
I don't doubt it for a second. I never got a tape that had all three of those, but I think he could probably do that.
The fart might have awakened him, and then he said his standard cover, which was, would you mind rephrasing that?
Can you rephrase that? That's Larry King. How are you, Mother O'Brien?
I am great. I love you guys. I bought some fruitcakes.
Yay!
Very sweet of you.
The fruitcakes,
thank you.
And I will probably buy more fruitcakes when I get some more money.
Aww.
Oh, God bless you.
So sweet.
Thank you. I have a question for the four of you, okay, because I want to have Mr. Bloom involved.
He's here.
In this.
Mr. Bloom.
Mr. Bloom. Matt, yes. Pony. Okay, we got multiple names here for the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever done a DNA test to see your genetic
heritage?
Oh,
23andMe.
I was so into it for a while that I actually went to Oscar a number of times and said, let's get them on the air, and let's get them, and they never responded to it, because we thought it would be, I not only wanted to do it, I wanted to do it and make it
The companies.
The companies, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So mm-hmm. the company never responded as far as coming on the air. So it went by. But I, in the meantime, I did go out and get that Ancestry DNA. Carl and I both did it where they, you know, you swab yourself and it came back. I was like 54% Irish.
What?
And yeah.
Are you surprised at that, Robbie?
Well, don't you have to be 60 to own a pub?
I got to see the paperwork on that. That's right. That's
right. Yeah. Oh, the truth is out now. He's screwed.
But I want to do it again. I want to do it again. And if there's a fine advertiser like 23andMe that would like to come on the Mike O'Mara show, not only can we do it, but I think we can have our listeners do it too. I think we'd sell a lot of their little packages. But
also some controversy with some of these DNA companies. And look, I don't subscribe to it. It really does. I think that if people aggregate data and information, it's important for everybody, especially in healthcare. But some of these companies, and Mother O'Brien, if I'm stealing your thunder, I apologize, are now teaming up with pharmaceutical companies and selling and sharing that information with pharmaceutical companies.
That's not cool. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, they
like
found out that I was like 34. I think it was 34% pygmy. And they're targeting me on all these medicines.
Pygmy, that's the guy that went to see the Marx Brothers over the weekend right there. Yeah. So why do you bring that up, Mother O'Brien?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's just one of those things I thought of. My entire family had it done.
Ooh.
And the irony is I was brought up that I was 50% Italian, 50% German.
Right.
Okay, so I had the DNA test done, and it wasn't quite that. It was 39% Italian, 29% German, and 11% Irish.
So you got some Irish.
Now, do you have any siblings, Mrs. O'Brien?
Yes.
When they did the DNA test, did it come back identical because they came from, you know, both your parents? Or I'm wondering if there's any fluctuation person to person with the same
like
lineage.
Twins.
Yeah.
Well, my siblings have not done it. I've talk to my dad is still alive. I've mentioned it to him. He's kind of skittish on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my husband and sons do it. And my husband's 81% Irish. And the irony with my boys is my oldest is 51% Irish, and Dan the Fan Man's only 46%.
Really?
Oh, dear me. All right.
Those red pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the red pants that
five
did that.
And I'm guessing that extra 5%, what, Martian?
Yeah, you know what, Mother O'Brien, count on the fact that if we can get one of these advertisers, everybody on the show
will do it. Yeah.
And we'll make it really, really public. And I think it should be a lot of fun. But we love Dan, and I love his red pants. And it's great that he comes in here.
Dan is Dan. There's nothing I can...
He's peacocking. He's going to have a girlfriend here in just a few weeks.
That's right.
We love him. And Dan the Fan Man, probably my favorite promo.
If you know something I don't know, somebody better give me a hoop and holler, all right?
Thank you, Mother O'Brien. Thank you for the call. And our last call on Wide Open Wednesday is from Brooklyn, our man Paulie. Paulie, how the hell are you?
Oh, I'm loving me some raspy wake
fruitcake,
baby.
There you go. I love that.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love our listeners. They're so supportive.
Can I give a testimonial?
Yes, go ahead.
I was very fortunate enough for my Aunt Mary to win a fruitcake from Rob last Christmas.
I remember.
When she put it out, the Galvones of my family, they couldn't eat it fast enough. Like they were going to the friggin' electric chair. That's how much they love it. I'm telling you. So everybody go out there and buy the friggin' thing. Understand? Now, Mike, I got to tell you something. Your boy's coming up to Portland, Maine this weekend.
Oh.
And you got any recommendations for me?
Yeah, avoid my family at all costs. That's what it is.
Hey,
Paulie.
Bingas was fun. Bingas is a good place there.
Bingas, yeah, Bingas is a cool place. That's the sports bar,
right?
Yeah,
that's where we did our meet and greet.
That's where we did our meet and greet. And you know, I think Portland has something like more restaurants per capita.
Is it Becky's
than any
Diner?
Any city.
Oh, Becky's is great. Yeah,
Becky's Diner for breakfast, Paulie. Go to Becky's Diner and get yourself a lobster omelet. The best thing you'll ever wrap your tonsils around. Okay.
And unlike Fredo Serda, I would welcome your family to dinner anytime.
Oh, thank you, Paulie.
Fredo
Serda.
I love you guys.
Love you too. Love you, Paulie. Awesome. Oh my God. Now we can actually start the show, Rob. Very good.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Play Margaritaville.
Excuse me?
Play Margaritaville. Margaritaville. I love that song.
Darling, I think you're referring to my song Pina Colada Berg.
No, Margaritaville.
I think you mean Pina Colada Berg. Little song I wrote 7.5 f***ing years before Margaritaville was even on the map. Of course, you wouldn't know that because you weren't even born yet.
Come on, Hawks, y'all. Let's get us a drink.
I don't need to sh**.
Come on, man.
That guy, son of a bitch. Mother
f***er. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the Podcast Village Studios. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends, a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. We are always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is somewhat of an interactive experience. We love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Alex Papp. Attention, Northern California residents. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy your next home. Stop renting. Call our favorite realtor. His name is Alexander Papp. Call him today at 916-276-2129 and start searching for your dream home. Alexander will help you through the entire real estate process, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections. I like that, writing an aggressive offer.
This guy knows what he's doing. He knows his stuff.
Even finding you a great lender for your loan and free approval, Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. He is not your typical pushy sales agent. He's here for you and your family and ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you do. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. And start searching for your next home today. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California. From Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. So stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE01986031. Prato Real Estate. Remember, anyone who buys a home through Alex will receive a complimentary Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
That was his update to the copy for today.
Chat with Alex yesterday? Is that what happened?
Yeah, okay. He's very excited to be a part of the fun. Yeah.
So he's like going to buy the fruitcake?
He is, yeah.
The good man.
Yeah.
That's very, very exciting. Welcome to the show. It's another day in TMOS land. And are you getting excited about your big trip now? This has been a summer of fun for you.
Absolutely.
Are you getting ready to go on your Disney thing?
Oh, my God, yeah. We have we've been laying in supplies and we've got a...
Laying in supplies.
Well, the kids have buttons.
What is this? What is this? The Revolutionary War? Are you on a schooner?
No, but I mean, the kids have bought some clothes. Carrie has some beach and deck wear that she's gotten for the trip, and so it's very, very exciting. The kids are out of their mind.
Just remember, no gambling on a Disney cruise.
That's right. That's right, Mike. You gamble every time you step aboard a Disney cruise.
I think they do
have gambling. I think they do. I'll double check. Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that the Disney boats don't have the casinos.
I've never been on a cruise before, so I don't know how those work.
I could probably, on one.
If they don't have it, I could just take $400 and throw it into the ocean.
This is true. You do the same thing. My marriage number one, excuse me, God, it is that time of year.
It is really bad.
I mean, really, every day it's happening. Now, marriage number one, I went on a honeymoon cruise on the Norway.
The SS
Norway. And a guy that was chatting with me died on the cruise.
Oh.
Had a heart attack and died on the cruise.
That's right.
And I think they put him in the hold and they brought him back. It was kind of...
You know what commercials make me think about a cruise, and I never really thought about them before because we've had so many norovirus stories?
Yeah.
Is the Viking...
As opposed to noro. It's norovirus, right? It's not neurovirus, it's noro.
Norovirus.
Neuro would be some sort of neurological problem that you would have.
I got brain sick on the boat.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, man, that was bad lettuce. I can't control my limbs anymore.
Mike, no casinos. Know. No casinos on Disney cruises. You're right.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to defer to you.
Mm-hmm.
The Viking cruise commercials make it seem like you might want to go on a cruise. Tip of the hat to them.
They do a really nice job of making it sound pretty she-she, and I think those are really, really nice.
They look expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Disney gets the highest rating of them all.
Do you know, this is my own paranoia and the way I think about it. I always think like that Viking, those river ships.
Yes.
I always think, I don't know why I think like this, and I'm not trying to slander a potential sponsor.
We don't know.
But I will tell you this, that when I see the Viking commercials, I think that'd be an easy target. That'd be an easy target. You know, they look like
you've been watching too much Animal Kingdom.
Yeah,
they're just
that's what it is.
You're gonna zip up next to a cruise ship in your center console and what? Take them for all their money?
Well, no, I just think they're little river boats. They're not big, tall cruise ships, which would be difficult to mount an assault on.
Right.
They're these little like river boats probably just, when they're pulled up at a little dock on a river, you take a moped down there with a 45 automatic and just, you know,
a bunch of toddies show up.
Sure.
I mean, it would be. I'm the captain now.
Oh my God. Quick sidebar. And I'm going to get to the cruise.
Yeah.
Toddy got to meet Santana Moss yesterday.
Oh, he was
prearranged
beside
face
himself.
To face.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Toddy shot his shot. And what do you mean by that, Oscar? Is I prepped him. I said, this is how it's going to work. You're going to go in. And this is by no means. Moss is not asking me, hey, you got to handle this guy.
No, but Oscar was handling, and this is exactly what I saw. This is like when a listener does a meet and greet with, say, Taylor Swift at a concert. You know, when you are in a staging area, you're walked in, you say, shake with your right hand, have one pleasantry, hands at your side, and leave. You handled this like a concert promoter.
Yeah, like I was a record duck.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen this happen before, right?
Uh-huh.
So you taught Toddy how to greet the superstar football
and
player.
What happens at every meet and greet with who? Stank or any alt rock band, somebody fanboys out, whether it's the girl or the guy.
Right.
Somebody always breaks protocol and asks for one more picture or asks,
sticks their tongue in their mouth,
20 questions.
Yeah, kisses. Right.
Now, the line for the meet and greet was one, it was just Toddy.
Right.
I said, Toddy, you're going to cool your heels back here for a couple hours, and Mr. Santana Moss is going to walk in for his 1 o'clock taping.
Yep.
Around 12:30. I will come and get you, and I'll scurry you up because they have the pre-show meeting. Now, there was a big to-do down the road here. Somebody broke into a jewelry store, Saks Fifth Avenue, seven people, and robbed the place. So there were cops everywhere.
Smash and grab?
They robbed it in 45 seconds, and they took off in a Yaris, of all things.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Wow.
I bet they upgrade today.
So,
where's the Saks Fifth Avenue around here?
Down in Wisconsin, but both talents, Travis Thomas and Santana Moss, are coming from both sides of Wisconsin. If one of them isn't here, you got to wait, right?
Right.
Okay, I get it.
So they took a little time, so they're running a little late, and I go back and I give Todd, I'm like, he's definitely coming today. You know, they're stuck in traffic. We sit down for this quick pre-show meeting. About to put him in the studio, and Toddy just shows up out of the blue like a potted plant.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, man, I was going to go get you. Like, clearly, they're just...
So he was eager beaver.
Beaver. One thing that Toddy will have to learn is spatial awareness. He is standing no less than half an inch away from Santana Moss. I, at a certain point, said, F this. I got to be a little rude. I get up, and I take his body in front of everybody, and I shimmy it over. I said... Spatial awareness.
That's the best way you can handle it. It really
is. He broke the protocol by coming in early, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you wanted it to be, hey, Santana, he's a big fan. I just wanted you to
say
hi to our
intern. Remember, I told you about Toddy. He stared at you like a piece of steak last time he saw you.
And also, it's probably compounded by the fact that both Santana and Travis were made late by all the stuff going down at work.
They just want to make sure that they still have time for this.
Right, yeah.
So, Toddy is a huge football fan, right?
Massive. They ask him, so, are you a big Redskins fan? No, I'm a big New England Patriots fan, he says. So then I'm like, oh, man, that's probably not the right answer right away. That's fine. No one's feelings are hurt. Is Santana Moss your favorite player? like this is just a small patter, right?
Yeah, small
talk. No, Tom Brady is my favorite player. Like, it is going sideways 10 ways a Sunday.
What is wrong with him?
And
what
then, is wrong and with I'm sitting there, and Rob Ford's to the right of me, and he's giggling because he knows this is going down like a dumpster fire, right?
Someone's looking worse than I am. I love it.
So he says. So I said, Toddy, let's just take some pics, and we'll do this. And we start taking pictures. I take two pictures, maybe three, off his camera.
Right.
And then he goes, can I get a selfie? So we're at four pictures, right? Four pictures.
And you know what? With spatial awareness, that the selfie ruins that.
What's also a little rude is that Santana's co-host is to the right. And they had a quick interaction at the beginning. I said, you know, Travis Thomas, he is on television. I know you want to get into sports television. This is someone maybe you want to talk to. Just a small patter. Doesn't even say, Hey, Travis, get in the pic. It's just awkward with Santana Moss and Todd. And I'm like, okay, done with the pictures. And then he steps maybe half an inch away from Santana and says, what do you think the training camp's going to look like for the Redskins? Full reporter mode.
Starts spouting
him. Shot his shot with three solid questions. And I hope he rehearsed them because they were perfect. Where we were almost like, oh my God, like, is this a press conference?
Right, right.
What is happening here? Like, we weren't expecting the three awesome questions for him.
How did Santana respond to the
press conference? He started answering questions. Him because he's polite and nice.
Right.
And
right.
I am not. So
this,
I,
meanwhile, is a man who wants to get in and do his podcast.
And get the hell out of here, right?
Exactly, right.
So
right.
I go and grab him, Mike. I grab Toddy in middle of third question as the first one's being answered. He just rattled them off.
Right.
And I said, Toddy, I'm sorry I have to do this to you. By the shoulders, turn him towards the back. And I said, you have to go back there now and walk him to the back.
Wow.
And I said, please grab a water and hang out. We have to get him in the studio.
Was he still grateful for the...
He's the best. You can't hate the man. I'm going to keep him around forever.
Right.
But two things, takeaways. The balls to shoot your shot. Very impressive, Toddy.
Yes.
Spatial awareness. You cannot stand half an inch in front of your heroes without your heroes being concerned for their safety.
And you know, and as a post game on this, as a post game, I ran into Toddy in the workspace afterwards. Mm-hmm. He said, Rob, I met Santana Moss today. I said, finally. I said, how did it go? He said, really well.
Well, what was the temperature yesterday?
Outside, it was cool and clammy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You got to watch out for Toddy because when it's over like 90, then he's a hot Toddy. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
For some reason, I can't do it now. For some reason, it works for you, Mike. If anybody else said that, we'd murder them.
I know. We'd be kicked off the show.
Well, tell Santana whenever he's here and we're doing the show to duck his head in sometime.
Absolutely.
I'd like to say hi. I'm a fan as well. And, you know, I won't tell him that my favorite player is Odell Beckham. I won't say that. I promise. I won't do that. Because he's really not. As a matter of fact, it's a conflict for me because Odell, what do they call him? OBJ.
Mm-hmm.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It's very frustrating when your team, the New York Giants, like mine, has their superstar who's an a-hole at the same time.
Fair.
It's very, very
difficult. That's fair.
Are you playing me to break? Are we are we late on a break here?
A little bit late.
A little bit late. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
It's Political Persuasion.
Yo, VIP.
And now, here's Chris.
Let's kick it.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I have a special guest, Michael Cohen. He's going to talk about his secret tapes. Plus, we're going to talk about Russia and why abolishing ICE is a stupid idea. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Filter Easy. When was the last time you changed your home air filter? I bet it's been a while, and you're supposed to do it at the minimum 4 times a year,
mm-hmm.
and even more often if you have pets. That's why you need Filter Easy. Brand new air filters delivered right to your door. When a new air filter comes to your home, it's a physical reminder to change it right on schedule. No more forgetting, and you don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. I use it, and when it comes, I know it's time to change the filter. The EPA ranks poor indoor air quality as one of the top 5 environmental health risks. In fact, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. Be Safe clinical studies show that air filters sufficiently reduce indoor air pollution, resulting in better breathing and preventing disease progression. Filter Easy is a convenient subscription service for something you actually need. It's a no-brainer solution. That's why I subscribe to Filter Easy, and you should too. Just for our listeners, you can receive your first order free by visiting FilterEasy.com or by calling 855-910-EASY. That's 855-910-3279. Make sure you use the offer code TMOS. Sign up today at FilterEasy.com to get your first order free. Breathe easy and let Filter Easy do the remembering for you. Well, I'm happy for you going on the cruise.
Can't wait.
It'll be exciting. And when
do you leave?
A couple of weeks, right?
It's August, the week of August 20th.
Ooh, yeah.
August is here.
Yeah, so we fly down to Fort Lauderdale and sail to the Bahamas and back again.
Can you rate your summer so far, Mike? I think that Rob is having the best summer.
Rob is having the best summer. Right? I'm having a conflicting... I have good days and I have bad days. The bad days can get really low because I get all the childhood memories of just missing out on things. I get FOMO up here, fear of missing out when there's something going on. Last night was a little cocktail party that my sister had, a little charity do that we went to at her
house.
I'm
just dressing.
It was really cool. Just dressing. This is terribly exciting news, Ross. We're just going to a charity do.
You showed up in a Superman outfit?
It was fun, and I didn't feel fun because we went out to dinner with some people afterwards that are part of the thing up here, and I felt like I belonged for just a moment, and then I'll go right back into the Malay. If I didn't have my sister up here, I wouldn't be invited to any. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it goes. So it was really nice. The only problem with my sister having this little party with about, I'd say, 40-ish people, 30, 40 people that were at her place, and it's all for preserving land up here. They're trying to keep the area pristine and nice. It's a very nice organization, and she had this she hosted this party for this organization at her house. That's done all the time.
Yes.
And she, on her outside, she's got a deck outside of her house.
Mm-hmm.
And her deck, the majority of it is on one level, and then it's got a step down before you get to the stairs to go out into the lawn.
Sure.
That's the way her deck, like a lot of decks.
Two levels,
And that's fine if you got three or four people that are, hanging out, having burgers or something. But if you're having a massive group of people, and everyone, it was hot up here yesterday, so everybody was outside, and everybody was on the deck. And as I mentioned before, my school clothes, I told you, I hate wearing my school clothes.
Right.
Because, I would wear the Walmart special t-shirts that I like so much and my shorts and be perfectly comfortable for the rest of my life. But because this was supposedly a muckety-muck thing,
sure,
I had to put on regular school pants, regular school shoes, and a school shirt. Mm. And, I prepare for it because I know with
a
no air conditioning.
A short sleeve shirt
up here,
or a long sleeve shirt?
It was a long sleeve cotton button down shirt.
Did you cuff it?
I rolled the sleeves.
Nice.
I rolled the sleeves up.
I like that look.
But for me, that's as dressy as it's going to get. I'm not putting on a jacket. I'm not putting, God knows I'm not going to put a tie on.
Right.
I don't want to do that. So but I prepared. I didn't want to schwitz.
Right.
Because, listen, when I was 50 pounds lighter, I would still schwitz, okay? Don and I did a live appearance in a bar in D.C. in the summertime that had bad air conditioning, and I actually sweated through a sport coat. That's how much I can... The waterworks turns on.
Yeah.
And I'm a fat guy, and I don't like to be the one guy that's sweating. And so I'm
You could
very
use
careful.
That sport jacket, though. You could send that off to 23andMe and find out...
The DNA.
Yeah, the DNA in your sport jacket.
This is 53% Jameson.
It was terrible. So I prepared for it. I said to Carla, I said, I am not going to sweat at this party. I am not. It's a hot day here. No air conditioning. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be in an air conditioned room. I am going to prepare. I took an early shower in the afternoon, my second shower of the day. I took an early one, and I took it with without hot water. I actually took a cool shower as opposed to a hot shower. I came into my bedroom up here where the studio is, where the air conditioner is, to cool off completely. And then I put on the heavy school clothes that I didn't want to wear in the first place. And I I regulated my temperature.
But you got your core temperature down before you dressed.
You've done everything you can do in your power.
Right.
To sweat. Yeah, to control the environment.
And then I moved downstairs where the heat was, and I sat down, and I sat quietly, zen-like, just sat there with my computer, very little motion, and waited for Mrs. O'Meara to go through her beauty routine,
yes.
You know, which, you know, that's a nine-hour routine that she goes through.
And time did the handlers arrive?
You mean her glam squad?
Yeah, her glam squad.
Her glam squad, you know, showed up. And then we were off, and I was fine.
Excellent.
But then when I got to Kathy's house, I'm standing, and I see some of the old people are sitting, and I begin to realize that just the standing in this heat, I'm starting, and I can feel it on the forehead, like right up here. I said, no, we're not doing this. I'm going to go over, and I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit my fat ass down with all the elderly people. And this multi-layered deck, I observed the people standing, and I think two or three of the people, I only witnessed one, because of the multi-level deck,
yes.
You can't see where the six-inch step goes down. And it was just, it was like one person after the other taking a header. And falling.
Oh,
and I'm glad no one broke a leg with this thing.
Now,
but,
if they're older people, one of the most horrifying things, if you see someone who's older fall down, is
right.
that the falls take a long time.
Well, the first guy was not really older. He was a man of larger carriage like
counts.
Me. And I'm over by she's got a little wine bar where she's like, get a beer and wine. That's all she served. And with great hors d'oeuvres, Carla made some of them. It was really nice. And I'm sitting there going, oh, how you doing, Phil? Yeah, good to see you. Well, that's good. Oh, here comes. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Sorry about that. Yeah. And then I went back over to my chair, and you know, I couldn't see anybody, but I could hear it. Where it's like you're hearing this. Oh, watch out, Becky, watch out. Oh, watch out. How are you doing?
This is where you turn into the little brother.
Yeah.
Really? Because I'm joyous.
Because you're
at the people falling.
There's a gleefulness in you telling the story.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was stifled joy at the moment.
But also, you probably positioned yourself in a space where you could hear the...
I could hear the step falling.
Yeah.
Yeah, at one point an announcement was made, you know.
By
after
you?
The third person
oh,
almost
no.
No, I no, I was no. No, I'm not doing any talk. But I think Paul might have said something at that particular time because there was a third, the way I heard
God.
It. There was a third where, you know, it was saying, "Oh dear, watch out. Oh, you're going to turn an ankle." Nobody broke a leg. It was
that's good.
It was fine. But you know, it was a nice charity do.
We Very had a nice. Thing at my my mom's friend Ann and Burton, they have a nice deck like that also with a step down, and they have a friend
aware of your decks. You can hurt yourself.
They have a high school friend named Bill. I'll keep his last name to myself, who had had a really good day, was really tilting him back, and he was on a chair on the deck and decided to push back right at the level of the step. So he was on a hard metal deck chair, scooted back, and the back legs went off the back step.
Oh, my God.
It was the most spectacular fall because it made his feet go over his head.
Yeah.
It was a fall and a roll.
Jesus Christ Almighty, what a game it's been.
But it was successful.
He's the kind of guy that when he would drink, he would almost get unintelligible, and his wife would say, "What Bill is saying is..."
Maybe you can explain this to me, and there's probably an obvious answer.
Yeah.
When the elderly fall, that's always tragic,
it
right?
It's very sad.
Because a bone can break.
Or who knows? But when when a burly guy falls, I almost feel like it's going to take more than just that fall to hurt that guy.
He's got some cushioning.
Padding.
So you're like, and it's
well,
not,
the thing that saved the guy that I saw fall when he went down, and this guy, you know, I love hanging out with this guy because he's bigger than I am, so it's just like I stand next to him so I can look smaller. And when he went down, there was a chair right there that he went for
that he
was able to stop
Excellent.
From
Athletic,
doing a full fledged face plant.
That's good.
And but it was another evening where I just observed, and you know, I came away thinking what I always think of just how better a life my sister has than I do. That's all I
and small talk, you know. Did you make any acquaintances? Did you know people there? How did it go?
I talked to some people that, in fact, a contemporary of my sister's. I talked to her, had a lovely conversation with her, saw some of my family members, chatted them up, and then went out to dinner afterwards, and had a perfectly lovely evening. It was great. And then my perfect brother-in-law actually spilled a wine glass on my wife's lap, which was really, you know, I never see him screw up. So
I That's a big win.
That's
for
a big
my.
Yeah,
that was the end of the night. That was the end of the night. Yeah. I was like sitting there, oh, fantastic. That's great. Look at that. He did that. He did that. He's capable of making a mistake. He is flawed. He is flawed.
He is
That's
flawed.
What I'm saying inside. Yeah, I'm not saying this outside.
No.
Because really, the move would be if I saw that. When it happened, I was like, oh, are you okay? I was very quiet. I was quiet true. Most of the night.
Mm-hmm.
When inside, when I saw the wine go over, I'm like, blah!
Look what he did.
No regard for my wife and her wet legs. I'm just going, look what he did to your green dress.
Red or white wine?
Red.
Oh, oh even worse.
End of the night, though. End of the night. We were 5 seconds away from leaving. That was it. It was fine. And because he was moderating, and I think that was his one glass of wine that he had.
Of course.
And he just, the hand went up and bingo, and I was just like, look, flawed person, mistake. You made a mistake. That's it. But congratulations. But really, I mean, you know, raising money for a good cause, you know, preserving the land arts, up here and doing that.
Timbertina.
Just, you know, that's perfect. Just Timbertina, yes. A check went out to Timbertina right after the
yo ho.
We will take a
Who's
break.
Who's going to make these totem poles?
When I come back, I would like to discuss my son's new nickname.
Oh, good.
The one my wife loves, and I am fighting this battle. Oh, this is a battle I am going to fight. I don't care for it, and I know that everybody's going to have opinions. I'll tell you all about that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Grace the intern. College is right around the corner, and it's time for students to get prepared for school. But what I suggest is our parents consider doing their part. Campus cookies are fine, and care packages are nice, but what we hardworking students really deserve is to be treated like grown-ups. Reward our efforts with a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show will provide us with the much-needed humor between classes and an excuse to tune that annoying roommate out and listen to the voices that really matter. And did I mention the swearing? We love that So, Mom and Dad, please consider a bonus show gift subscription for your wary student by clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wonderful. I love that. Oh,
hey,
listen to that.
Look at that.
Announcing. I'll do it like Santa. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Hello, I'm Santa Claus. Let's be honest. We don't ever come to you guys looking for a handout. But times are tight, and we need your help. Here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. We've talked about them for years, and frankly, they are every bit as yummy as you've heard. A holiday treat, unlike any other, as Jim Nantz would say, from his hacienda at Pebble Beach. Sweet. Spicy, potent, and delicious. Now you can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Order now, and a fruitcake, or fruitcakes, plural, if you prefer, Paul Spilled Wine, will be at your house in time
hey,
for the
Santa,
holidays.
When Paul spills wine, does that put him on your naughty list?
Yes, he'll get coal in his stocking. We are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as a way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for the tastiest holidays of your life. Thank you for being part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. The future is now.
Santa!
That was live, baby.
Thank you, Chris.
Live.
I just did a Santa voice commercial. Used to do this. God, they always got me to do that. That was always Santa. Hey, you know, I get Smokey Rivers down the hall. You go, hey, Nick. He used to call me
oh,
Nick because
of Nick Sticker. Yeah.
Man, we need a Santa. Go in there and do a Santa.
Was Santa easier in the
Smokey.
Was Santa easier in the smoking days?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But now with the allergies and all
almost
this, you
the
know,
same.
I can do a good Santa. All right, on to the nickname. We don't have much time. I want to talk about this. I don't know why it bugs me, but it bugs me. I don't know where it came from. All I know, it's a conspiracy between my wife and my son that somehow my son has started calling himself Butch. Yes. Thank you, Rob, because that, yes, Oscar, thank you, too. I like to see your reactions. That's why we have this television monitor.
My
Butch.
God.
Not okay.
I don't know what's happening.
Is he a big Sundance Kid fan? Like, what's his
Does he fancy himself a bully? That's a good bully name.
You know what? I somehow go to Pulp Fiction. Remember Booch?
Booch.
Booch.
Like blueberry that. Pancakes, Booch.
Booch. I don't like the nickname Booch.
Where would that come from in today's marketplace of names?
I don't know. I don't know where it came. It came from maybe a TV show he was watching. By the way, we have dramatically pulled back on the little screen. Because that is, and he's a better kid for it. But it really was like getting somebody off a narcotic.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 days.
Yeah, wait him
you
off.
Know, we're not, that on the floor, you know. He woke up yesterday. I said, why was he such a maniac when he came into the bedroom? Saying things like, I'm never coming up in this bedroom again. Mm-hmm. Carlos said, because he wakes up and sometimes he would be able in the morning to watch a tune early in the morning. And he's not. We're pulling off of that. And now this morning he was playing quietly. Came into the bedroom. He was perfectly okay. It's all right. But I don't know where the Butch.
Can you look up famous Butches on your iPad? Yeah,
the only one that comes to mind right away is Butch Patrick, who played Eddie Munster.
That's another one that popped into my head.
And I hate Butch Patrick. He's a stain.
He's
still alive. Still alive.
Isn't he still trading on the Eddie Munster thing?
He's still alive and counting on a show that he did like 46 episodes of 50 years ago.
I don't mind this name. I thought you were going to say Mikey.
No. I mean, I had the only nickname I had, and I still, when I went to my 40th year high school reunion, I still had people say Spike.
A couple
of people said Spike because it was like short lived, and it didn't, you know, I was Uncle Mike in college, but Butch just doesn't, I don't know where it came from, but Carla
is in love with it. This is a bad list because it brought up famous Butches, and the first one is Rachel Maddow. I don't think that's the right list.
No, you got the wrong site there.
You know, Robert
that's not socially
Robert
acceptable
has given right himself there. A nickname that I hate.
What is it?
Saucy.
What is wrong with your kids?
That's why I'm telling him. I said it's not okay. I said, you know what?
Saucy?
Yeah, because he's so saucy. He's saucy Spiewak. I said, that's an idiotic name.
Have you explored it at all as far as why he calls? Because I thought Butch was bad. Saucy is...
As a matter of fact, on the when he is linked on our phones, it says Saucy Spiewak. I said, don't call yourself that.
Well, you're buying into that name.
No, I don't use it. I just tell
him. Who calls him Saucy?
He calls himself Saucy.
Okay, what do you mean? Does he come up, hey, Saucy needs some dinner?
Yeah, he does something like that. And I just, I mean, Saucy. But then he's 15, you know.
Is he into sauces or is it Saucy as in he's cool?
Saucy like he's cool. Saucy needs a ride to the basketball court.
Yeah, Saucy. Yeah.
Clogged up the toilet.
Saucy flushed batteries again. That was a long time ago. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can come up with a list.
Let me just tell you. Here's the dictionary definition of saucy.
Please.
Okay.
Impudent. Flippant. A saucy remark.
Yeah. Ooh.
So it's sarcastic. Smartass. That's a real... Smartass. It's a negative.
Yeah. Well, that's... You know what? I think he's just got a bad case of being 15.
The second North American definition is bold and lively, smart looking.
Okay.
Like jaunty, rakish, sporty. The cap sat at a saucy angle. So there's a good one and
like
a bad
jaunty.
One.
Yeah, like jaunty. There are no good Butches. Check it out. There's Butch Hartman. He's a screenwriter. That's the number one Butch in America right now. Butch Jones, football coach. Butch Patrick, TV actor, 64, was Eddie Munster. Butch Walker, guitarist.
Great Red Sox third baseman, Butch Hobson.
Let's see. Is he even on here? I don't see him. He's not. He didn't make the top 10.
Didn't play long enough.
Butch Trucks is a drummer. Butch Vig is a drummer. Butch Baltierra is a reality star. Butch Miller.
Do you notice he's trying to talk about Butch and I'm trying to talk about Saucy?
Yeah. Well, no, because you're both embarrassed. Yeah,
Saucy, in the Urban Dictionary, a mixture between sassy and feisty. While sassiness is often subconscious, sauciness is always deliberate. Sauciness tends to have...
What?
Sexual undertones.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
It's always good. It says it's always good to be a little saucy.
That, to me, it sounds like that definition is like a Dame Edna definition. Like, don't be saucy, possums.
Saucy can't get you pregnant.
No. The sauce itself.
Wow.
Gross.
So apparently...
I gross myself out.
Gross.
Oscar, I'm really
sorry. They give like the... They give the exchanges with girl one and girl two.
Yeah.
Coconut guy saw me in the elevator holding Cosmo and asked about the 10 kinky quickies. And I was like, I already tested them all out. And girl number two says, so saucy.
Oh, scandalous.
Yeah, scandalous.
If you share this deep dive with him, he'll veer off of it a little bit.
I'm afraid he might embrace it further.
He's like, what's kinky, Paul?
Hinky Paw. What is now? Does Michael?
I'm gonna put Butch into the.
Michael is into Butch because the other Butch I thought of is there was on the Little Rascals. There was the bully that was Butch, and but that was 70
that
years
dog in,
I'm gonna. You know what?
The blue
I'm
dog show, is named Butch. Is it?
What, which
I'm
dog?
Gonna show. I'm blue gonna dog. Show this to Carla today, and I think the Kids Butch book. Thing will go away.
Okay.
An overtly stereotypically masculine or masculine acting woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that I will show that.
But how is Butch used in your home? Like, come on, Butch, let's roll.
First of all, if it's around me, they're not using it. But she's like, "Hi, Butch. Good morning, Butch." And she's looking at me grinning, and I'm like, "I don't like this.
Well, you can't give them what they want
anymore.
They're gonna keep doing it as long as you put resistance on it."
How does your son use it? Give us some context.
I love the Urban. I might be addicted to the Urban.
I love the Urban Dictionary. It really helps you.
They use the sentence.
Don't put
Marge
that in
is
there.
Pretty butch. She's really strong, fixes cars better than a mechanic, and takes damn good care of her woman. There you go. I love the Urban Dictionary. Thanks, Marge. That's it. But Michael is not. But I.
How does Michael use butch?
I haven't heard him use it.
Okay. Well, then maybe.
Okay,
this
so
is
you gave the
Carla
impression
conspiracy.
That he embraced it. Yeah, it's a Carla
I'm not
thing.
Sure.
Butch wax is a hair product they would use to make your flat top stand up. That's another use of the word butch. And of course, butcher block and a butcher. I guess it comes from being a butcher, right?
The bushwhackers?
Yeah. No, that's Bush.
Just Bush. Yeah. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
No, way down on the Urban Dictionary has masculine or macho dress and behavior, regardless of sex or gender identity.
That's
and acts in ways that are stereotypically considered masculine or macho. They are butch.
Yes, yeah, see Matthew Bloom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The butchest man in America, Matt Bloom.
Matt Take Bloom. Good care of my woman.
Yes. Macho Bloom.
If only.
Well, his woman's porcelain, so technically he's right.
That's right. Taking care of it involves a pledge and a dust rag.
Yeah, just dust her off.
Hey, by the way, speaking of pony, follow-up to yesterday's kicker on News You May Not Need.
Hey!
There is my tease. I rarely do. That should be fun. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the News You May Not Need. More fun and more thrills coming on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Toddy!
Thank you, Toddy!
Yeah, he wrote and produced that. We're proud of our Toddy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I'm the captain.
Best promo ever. This segment of the program brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial, ladies and gentlemen. We love them. There's an 85% likelihood the Fed's going to raise their rates at their September and December meetings. Yes. So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rate guaranteed. We love Cornerstone First Financial. It's like working with friends.
Yes.
And friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial, a direct lender with their own money. Listen, you get pre-approved before you work with a real estate agent, so you know what you qualify for. Just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you, I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice, just like they gave the entire Santana
all
family,
of them,
ladies and gentlemen.
All of them.
Of course.
Click their banner at our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. They are licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
Boo! Dinkum, dinkum, mommy. Alan Alda. This is a sad story to start with here from MASH. You know, he was on CBS This Morning yesterday. He announced he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease more than 3 years ago, but fortunately it hasn't slowed him down at all. He said, quote, I've had a full life since then. I've acted. I've given talks. I started this new podcast. I'm talking boxing lessons. I'm taking boxing lessons 3 times a week. I do singles tennis a couple of times a week. I march to Sousa because marches are good for people with Parkinson's, which is interesting. Who are you looking at just then? I saw your eyes move.
Oh, my God. His co-host. What? His co-host from HBO.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
crashing.
Sarah Fraser just came in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't help yourself.
You're such a horn dog. You're saucy.
I am a little saucy today.
Yeah.
Yeah, feeling a little butch.
Yeah, there you go. Alan Alda said, I've had a full life. Done also, I guess the Sousa marches help him. He said he's not angry about the diagnosis because even though it's a challenge, there are still plenty of things he can do. He just has to adapt a little. I like guys that have this positive
message. Remain a fan? Have you been a fan of his all along? I've always been sort of a fan of him.
I kind of like his stuff. I do. And I even like his commercials that he does, you know, doctor poses. I kind of like that.
I like
moment.
That. I liked him in Paper Lion way back when he played George Plimpton. I thought that was a great movie.
Yeah, he was. I like him in the, what's that movie with
Four Seasons?
The Four Seasons. Great he was film. Good in that too. He did point out that a lot of people are dealing with advanced and severe symptoms, and he doesn't want to downplay that. But for people like him, he believes that a positive attitude and a willingness to work with circumstances can make the condition less traumatizing. So good for Alan Alda. Brave guy.
I like that he's putting a positive spin on it. I think that's more valuable than people even know.
Fantasy Island movie is in development. Yay!
Oh, I love Fantasy Island.
It it will be loosely based on the TV show, which ran for 7 seasons on ABC from 77 to 84. God, it's hard to believe it was that long
ago.
There was also a short-lived revival that aired for 1 season in 1998. If you're too young to remember Fantasy Island, it was about a mysterious island where people could live out their fantasies. Ooh, for a price. The show often involved dark themes and the supernatural. There's no word on casting yet. Original star Ricardo Montalban died back in 2009. Hello, Tattoo. Tattoo, he bought the farm in 1993. That was Hervé Villechaize, one of the famous, most famous little people in the history of little people.
Fantasy Island was great. When it started, it was $50,000 would get you your fantasy, and sometimes Mr. Rourke would waive the fee, because what they began to explore, especially into season 3, Rourke is a wizard. And that's what was great. And there was one episode in season 4 where he actually fought the devil. Played by Roddy McDowell. It was great. Really a top-notch episode.
You see that, Brian? There it is.
Blew my mind. I didn't know there was a fee.
It's discussed.
When I was a kid, you know nothing about money, and you see it in reruns.
Right.
And I'd be like, Mom, it's Tattoo, right? And then she'd be like, yes. And then I didn't know anything about the dialogue or the plot.
And if there's anyone out there that is into Fantasy Island like I was, one of the greatest plot things, they would do it about every 10th episode or so, is at the end of the fantasy, there'd be like an old man, and then he'd like take off a wig, and the old man was Rourke. He was there the whole time, traveling in disguise. I said, that is one crazy ass wizard.
I didn't know you were a support.
I love Fantasy Island.
That's great. Speaking of remakes, a remake of the movie Indecent Proposal is in the works. The original was 1993, starred Robert Redford as a lonely billionaire who offers a young married couple $1 million to spend a night with the woman. Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson played the couple, and the arrangement did not work out well for their relationship. There aren't any details on the remake yet. By the way, the original was a big success, made $266 million worldwide, but also won 3 Razzies, including Worst Picture. And I always thought it was creepy.
Yeah, it's
I
a creepy
film. Don't you think
the whole dynamic was super creepy?
I'm going to say something that's really messed up. And know before I say this that I'm happily married, right?
Well, okay.
But $1 million for me is still a lot of money.
Yeah, it's 25 years ago, though.
Right? I don't think in a lifetime I've ever made that.
Mm-hmm.
So if Shannon had to take one for the team, I mean.
She uses protection.
Yeah.
And you know what? Oscar knows a lot of rich people.
People are polyamorous.
Let's sample the room. Let's sample the room. $1 million have a moment.
If she's okay with it, I think I can get over it.
Okay, so that's a yes from you?
That's a yes.
Go ahead, Rob Spiewak. $1 million for someone to, sleep with your wife for a night.
Yeah, I would. I'd do it for a nice dinner.
I know. That's so funny, I don't need to answer, but I'd do it.
Yeah.
Probably you know would. What I love about this show? Most shows wouldn't have the cojones to say what we just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all monsters.
Yeah. That's no, we're not is, monsters. You know? I what bet about you, Pony? If you polled her,
it's irrelevant.
If you polled my wife,
yeah,
she would probably say the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say Carrie would be into it. Yeah. Way into it.
I've what got about, $60.
Is Frasier out there? Is she out there? Tara is out there.
She's walking around.
Is
yeah.
Is she available?
Do you want us to grab her?
Please grab her, Pony. Yes. Be careful where you grab her.
It's not too difficult.
No, just, she's right there.
You know, this particular story, they're remaking Indecent Proposal, and I would just like
I
her
just got
an
update, Mike. The cast for the new Indecent Proposal is actually the same cast as Roseanne. They're bringing them all in.
Unmute her mic, please.
You got it.
Thank you.
I just am curious about what... I don't know whether I would ask her particularly, but I would ask her what she thinks of us.
Yeah. Okay.
That they're doing it.
Sarah.
Is Fraze here?
Yeah, she's here now.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Fraze, I just wanted to ask you real quick. So we got this news story today about they're remaking Indecent Proposal, the movie where Robert Redford offers Demi Moore's husband, Woody Harrelson, $1 million to sleep with his wife.
Okay.
And Oscar and Robin, we all just admitted that for $1 million we probably
if they were cool
let that happen. And I just wanted a
yeah, for mortgage.
I wanted a woman's take.
No, I think all of your wives would be down as well.
Thank you,
Sarah.
That's all. That's the hit and run. Go back to work. Thank you. God bless
her.
Hey, Fraze. There are not many people that I say pop in. That is one smart lady. Oh my God, that's fantastic. they'd be down with it as well.
Sure. And why not?
That's my moment of the show. I knew it was good instinct. Believe it or not, some parents have started. This is the end of civilization as we know it. Some parents have started hiring video game tutors
to
help their kids.
Boo, boo, boo.
Tutors run around $20 an hour, and they'll help your kids get better at the biggest games, especially Fortnite.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay. Unbelievable.
Let me I'm not fighting for this, but I would be a hypocrite if I didn't say if you're paying for your kids to do, let's say, piano lessons.
Right.
And they're not into piano. They're not driven by it. They don't care about it. You're just forcing them to give them a different perspective in life and let them have this experience.
Right.
What if they were into it and you got them a coach into something they were into at a very young age?
You know what? Let me read the rest of the story because there is justification, apparently, that they say helping their kid improve at Fortnite improves their social life. One parent told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "There's pressure not just to play a game, but to be really good at it." Okay, that's not good. I'm throwing that gets the buzzer.
You haven't played all. It's the land of bullies and lots of kids
named Butch.
And frankly, a lot of saucies running around town.
Yeah, Butch and Saucy.
Telling you what your ranking is. When I'm online playing Overwatch, Mike, or even I haven't had this experience on Fortnite, but on Overwatch,
Overtime.
The only reason I get a pass for my low star rating and the fewest hours of the group playing is because I'm on these shows. Otherwise, I would not be allowed to play with these guys that are so damn good that, carrying me the entire time.
Number two is your reason here. Kids are more obsessed with video games than ever, so their parents want them to be really good at something they love that much.
They can make six figures. They say that with
the rise of esports, a kid gets good enough they can make money. Isn't that just like being pro at baseball? That's the same thing, right?
The chances are slim.
I haven't heard of guys playing Overwatch dipping all the time, so let's figure out what the lesser two evils is.
You know what? I just see these news stories. About the kids. Yeah, he puts chewing tobacco.
Big tobacco.
Clogged arteries.
Cancer. Hasn't slowed me.
The whole thing makes me want to barf. Anyway, moving right along. A woman named Julie Fletcher from Bolivar, New York, was drinking some Canada Dry ginger ale earlier this year when she randomly looked at the ingredients and noticed something was missing. Ginger. The ingredients are in order in Canada Dry ginger ale, carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, citric acid, sodium benzoate, natural flavors, caramel color. The can says made from real ginger on the front, so maybe ginger is part of the natural flavors they mentioned, but still, shouldn't it be a more prominent ingredient, at least up there with water and corn syrup?
Yeah.
So Julie just sued Canada Dry. Her lawsuit says, quote, she believed Canada Dry was made using ginger root and was, as a result, a healthier alternative to regular sodas. Julie wants a jury to decide on damages, and she's hoping to turn this into a class action lawsuit for everyone who's been fooled by Canada Dry ginger ale.
So everyone who's had ginger ale is going to get money now if she wins?
No.
I have no idea. I hope
it's thrown out. The idea that it's the same premise for diet soda.
You always root for big soda, Oscar.
Root for common sense.
No, these people with their soda and they doing dip, Mike.
Diet sodas aren't healthy for you. We've all known this.
That's true.
Right. You know what is healthy for you?
Liquid IV. Oh my God. I had two Liquid IVs last night before I went to bed and this morning.
Fantastic. I love it.
I feel like 100%.
And now a follow-up with a little something. We rarely do follow-ups on our fun stories, but today we update you on the stolen shark story from yesterday.
Good. Bull shark.
There is some good news. First of all, the cops managed to track down the thieves. They've been arrested for theft. And second, thankfully, the shark is okay. Remember at the end of the story, we told you they have to be treated a certain way. She is back in her tank at the aquarium. The staff is observing her to make sure she is healthy. Apparently, one of the guys who stole the shark took her home and put her in his aquarium. And according to the cops, the guy was able to keep her alive because he, quote, knew what he was doing.
It's a 3-foot shark, though.
He was a thief, but he knew what he was doing.
Wow.
And it also turns out the shark's name is Miss Helen. That's the name of the shark. Miss Helen is a horn shark. But I haven't seen any pictures, so I don't know where the horn is. I didn't look it up like I did with other stuff. Or if it means that Miss Helen is just like a, you know, likes to do the nasty with lots of other sharks. It's a horn shark. Or maybe Miss Helen plays the trumpet. I don't know what a horn shark is. So, but she's safe, and they're monitoring her.
That's
good. Good news on that front. There's a stupid show. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio.
She looks like Dizzy Gillespie. Yeah.
Horn shark. Okay. God. We'll be right back.
And this holiday season has come early for us P1s. And for such a special occasion, I brought in a fellow New Yorker to help.
It's me, Jimmy Cerrito of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Let's go, Buffalo!
Hey, Jimmy, I just heard that you could buy a Rob Spiewak fruitcake for the upcoming holidays through the Michael Mara website.
That's right, Pauly. You'll see a banner to buy one or more of Rob's most delicious fruitcakes. And that way, you're helping support Mike and the boys.
Tony Bennett. I just love those friggin' fruitcakes. So start ordering yours today.
And now, let's get back to His Royal Majesty,
Mike O'Mara.
He's everyone's pal. Sorry, it'll be okay.
There you go. How about that?
I love
Serena
Jimmy.
With the dig on
I love
that
it.
Show.
He's the best.
He loves the negative. That's the, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Massive cartoon sale at Amazon, Mike. You can get all 6 volumes of the Looney Tunes box set, list price $144.72.99. This week. That's half off Prime delivery. They are beautifully digitally restored. Over 350 classic Looney Tunes cartoons on 24 DVDs loaded with extras. If you've ever laughed at Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, any of that, this is the way to do it. Buy this box set.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the cartoons that go great with Crown Whiskey.
They do.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the only way you ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing, means the world to us, so thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Hey. Let's open up the audio vault for the first day of August. Here's Rob Spiewak.
There's a show on Fox News called The Five, and Dana Perino is one of the hosts of it. And she just forgot herself. They were talking about a guy who went into a convenience store with an alligator. Now, the alligator had his mouth taped shut, as they do when they handle alligators. But still, it's not appropriate to run around with an alligator, right? Dana Perino really didn't like him.
Florida man Robbie Stratton decided to bring an alligator with him while making a beer run. Here he is chasing people around with a reptile, going into the walk-in fridge.
Call him an a-hole.
Stratton said he was blackout drunk at the time.
Oh, sorry.
What was that? What is that?
Sorry, but that is so awful, and I'm sorry.
He had tape around his snout.
No, he's not he's terrorizing people. No, honestly, that is bad. And I'm sorry I just said that. But I mean,
so bad. Anybody deserves to be called that. It's me or that guy.
She said that was really bad.
Like that.
But that was funny.
That's funny.
So a lady in Ohio had her home burgled. Some stereo stuff, some money was stolen. But she's a collector of taxidermied animals. And the burglars...
That's a lovely thing to collect.
It is. And, you know, people love it. And the burglar moved like a boar's head, and they touched her taxidermied animals. But the police were actually able to place the time of the crime because when she got home, they had placed a beer in the hands of a taxidermied raccoon. And the beer, Mike, was still cold. So they know it was a fairly recent robbery. Here's the cops talking about breaking in and finding the beer in the arms of the raccoon.
They stole some money, a jar, and then I believe a stereo system or speaker system. So the beer was still cold. So it was obviously taken out of the refrigerator and placed in the raccoon's hand. It was still cold. So the time is probably right around close to when we received the call.
Always check the temperature of the raccoon's beer.
So you're in there, you're pulling off a heist, and you just got a little sense of humor. Get that beer, put it in the raccoon's hand.
Point and laugh at it?
Yeah, that's their downfall. What a shame.
I was bunny trailing, and you find, you know, lists that are good. And this was top movie moments of all time. And I don't really agree with a lot of them, but I'll give you the top three. The top three greatest movie moment of all time is not really good for the podcast because it's not an audio moment. It's the revelation what Rosebud is in Citizen Kane. Spoiler alert, 70-year-old movie.
So,
it's
that's
a
so like what they're supposed to do.
I know. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Here's their second greatest movie moment of all time.
I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
It's too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Now just go outside, enjoy yourself, and forget about all this nonsense.
I question that because that's not even the greatest moment in The Godfather.
Not even close.
No.
But I will also tell you, it is a supremely riveting exchange.
It is.
I mean, the whole, that's Johnny Fontaine. So,
and that's before they sent Robert Duvall out to the movie producer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That whole part of Quantum! The Godfather. The original That whole, like, that part of The Godfather is my favorite part.
Well, the first 30 minutes of The Godfather
is... You can act like a man. And it's got the thing where the horse head... It's
yeah, the first 30 minutes of The Godfather might be some of the best movie making ever. It's so... With the wedding and all that.
Mr. Corleone likes to get into bad news quickly. Oh, God. It's so just... Good. God, I love it. You know, you said it the other day. I got to go back and watch it. I'm ready for it again.
All right, and the best movie moment of all time. I really like this one. Don't know if it's the best, but hard to argue.
If you only knew the power of the dark side... Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
And I don't think they could pull a surprise move like that anymore because The Empire Strikes Back came out before the internet, so it would have to be word of mouth. It floored me when I saw that. I was just a kid, of course. But yeah, the fact that, you know, Darth Vader, you've gone through two movies of him being the ultimate evil guy, and he's Luke's dad?
God,
pretty great.
Join the Star Wars thing. I wish I feel like I've missed
it. You could get into it with your son.
You know, you really could.
Maybe I could. Maybe I could.
If you start him now with you know, the first three, you'd be ready.
Like 60 movies to watch or something?
No, you can skip episodes 1 through 3. They're no good. You can watch 4, 5, 6.
No, you know, I'm gonna show him the movies I like. I'm gonna show him the Shawshank Redemption.
That's good for a kid.
You know, sometimes you can be set up.
Yeah, I remember the first time
son.
I remember the first time I showed
Robert. What's she doing with that golf, bro? Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe not.
Rage and jealousy are just part of life.
The first time I showed Robert, Bonnie, and Clyde was a special moment.
Yeah.
Very special indeed. All right, let's close with this. This is a two-puncher. Good news, Lindsay Lohan is coming back to TV. She's got a show on MTV called Lohan Beach Club. Here's the promo. And tell me
that's
if you don't think...
That's her place in Greece that she's got.
Tell me if you don't think the last line of this was a bad read that they just said, screw it, let's use it.
Okay. All
right? Here's the brief promo that's running on MTV.
Pack your bags, MTV. We're going to Mykonos. I've joined the MTV family, and I'm Lindsay Lohan. Get ready.
Why would she say, I've joined the MTV family and I'm Lindsay Lohan?
This is the death rattle for MTV.
It says the rattle. They got the rattle.
Yeah. I thought they were over before. This is cheap television. This is not the Jersey Shore.
No.
It's over.
Yeah, and by the way, she is no friend to 4K television. I'm thinking a lot of long
shots
on Lindsay.
She's out of demo.
I know.
She's out of demo for MTV.
It'll get viewers. You know
first episode will. First episode will. I don't think it's going to be enough there. I just don't.
You know who's going to be watching it? That guy that just said the
death
rattle.
I'm going to watch it to see what happens.
Of course.
Of course you
will. You're our correspondent.
I'm out of demo as well.
All right. And anyway, Seth Meyers had this to say about that.
MTV has announced it's working on a new reality show with Lindsay Lohan. Well, she's been working on it for years. MTV just decided to start filming.
So that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.